Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Husis, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, you've been following a producer in California called CalStar for a number of years. It's pretty interesting property. The winemaker, Rick Davis, it's all purchased fruit, but he's got pretty strong sources, and you've been very impressed over the years.
Oh, I sure have, Hugh, and he's a very good winemaker, very good at blending. He also has kind of a sense of adventure, which I really like. He brought in something this year that I have never seen before, and that's a standalone Pinot Meunier.
Wow, you don't see that very often at all.
No, you don't. I'll talk about that in a minute. First, some of the more familiar ones. He makes a Zinfandel called Zaza Zin, and this is one of the nicest, most informal Zins I know about. Very much a party wine. It's very enthusiastic. It's very approachable, and it's damned respectable, Hugh. Medium to full body, well endowed with spice. The nose leads off with a raspberry toffee. Whoa. Kind of has a warm earthiness and a touch of black coffee to it. The spice continues on the palate, which shows black raspberry, cranberry overtones, and a smell of kind of a smoky woodiness. It's the kind of wine that you want for an informal dinner, and it's just a lovely, lovely wine. Lots of fun. $20 for the 2016. I like it a lot. I have so many mixed feelings about Sauvignon Blanc because if it's not handled properly, I don't think it's all that pleasant a wine. But when it is handled well, it can be really nice. And CalStar has a Sauvignon Blanc from the Russian River Valley from 2018. This is a very tasty and appealing Sauvignon Blanc. The first thing you'll notice is it's a pleasant round texture, offsetting the typical tart dryness of the varietal. Let's start with the aroma, Hugh. You know what Juan Canary melons are? Those yellow shape? A distinct smell, and this smells just like them, with a touch of lime juice and yellow pear. And on the palate, there is a kind of a tension between a pronounced acidity and a round fruit layer of flavor. And the lead flavor, I would say, is a burst of citrus backed up by a sweet creaminess of like lemon curd. So a really nice wine. I would not hesitate to have it with pasta and shrimp. Be a beautiful thing. Now, Pinot Meunier. This is actually the most widely planted varietal in Champagne. It's a red grape. But when they make it in Champagne, of course, it doesn't have much skin contact, and it goes into the white wine known as Champagne. Not many people around the world bother to make a straight-up Pinot Meunier, but Rick Davis has. And this is just a wonderful thing. Now, let me try to describe it. Imagine a red wine with a body of the lightest Loire Valley Cabernet Franc with all the spice of Grenache and the fruit of a good Beaujolais. And if you can put all those things together, that's what you've got. That's this bottle. It's a lovely light red that is fun and exciting to drink. It starts with a very pale, transparent red color. The aroma features field strawberries and tangy briar. And on the palate, the wine has pronounced fruit sweetness with a lot of red cherries, those strawberries again, black pepper, spice, just good stuff. This is a wine I would not hesitate to take to a Saturday night dinner. It'll really amaze your friends. So go out and try it. We'll put all these on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.